السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم and thank you for joining us today for Rahma's English course. Inshallah, I hope that all of you are doing well and that your Ramadan is going good. So inshallah, today we are going to continue from our lesson of Surah An-Nisa from ayah number 33 and also ayah number 34, inshallah. And we're just going to start first with the recitation of these verses. Inshallah, if you would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite starting from ayah number 33.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولكل جعلنا موالي مما ترك الوالدان والأقربون والذين عقدت أيمانكم فآتوهم نصيبهم إن الله كان على كل شيء شهيدا الرجال قوامون على النساء بما فضل الله بعضهم على بعض فضل الله بعضهم على بعض وبما أنفقوا من أموالهم فالصالحات قانتات حافظات للغيب بما حفظ الله واللاتي تخافون نشوزهن فعظوهن واهجروهن في المضاجع واضربوهن فإن أطعنكم فلا تبغوا عليهن سبيلا إن الله كان عليا كبيرا.
So inshallah, that is our lesson. So from ayah number 33 to ayah number 34, inshallah. And for theory, we're just going to continue the topic of sifat, and we were covering the sifat with opposites. So alhamdulillah, we did cover hams and jahr, which has to do with breath or airflow. And then the last previous class, we did tawassut, rikhawa, and shidda. All three of these have to do with sound flow. Now today, inshallah, we're going to move on to the next category. And inshallah, this should be familiar to you all. We have covered this before. And this is something that, alhamdulillah, a lot of people do know this sifat. So the sifats that we're covering today is al-isti'ala. Al-isti'ala is from the word ulu, which means to raise. This word, isti'ala, is also known as heaviness. So normally when we have the sifat of heaviness, I don't refer to it as isti'ala. I usually just say this letter is heavy. So inshallah, you should be familiar with this term because we have used it a lot when it came to the analysis of the verses. So this is the sifat of heaviness, al-isti'ala. This is what it is called in Arabic. The opposite of isti'ala or heaviness or raising the back of the tongue is al-istifal. Al-istifal is from the word safala, meaning lower. And this is because you are not raising the tongue. The tongue is going to be lowered. The sound is going to be light. So now you see here what it means when we have sifat with opposites. So either you have a letter that is heavy, and if it is not heavy, then automatically it's going to be light. So these are the two options, either heavy or light. And the word for heavy is al-isti'ala. The word for light is al-istifal. So for these terms, you do not have to memorize the Arabic. I find that it's easier to just mention them as heavy or light. This is also how we've been referring to them in the class. So if you would like, you can continue
continue referring to them as just heavy and light. Or if you would like to remember the names, al-isti'ala, remember, is from ulu, meaning to raise. Al-istifal from safala, meaning to lower. So what this is referring to, again, is just the heaviness of the sound. How do we make a sound heavy? We're going to be raising the back of the tongue. When you raise the back of the tongue, the sound becomes heavy. The mouth is going to have a feeling of fullness. And when you want a letter that is light, you're going to keep the tongue down. You're not going to raise that back. And this is going to give you that light of the letter. Now, what are the letters of isti'ala? This is the mnemonic, inshallah, you should be familiar with. The mnemonic is khussa daghtin qif, kha, sad, dad, ghain, ta, qaf, and dha. So these are the letters that have heaviness, that have isti'ala. Khussa daghtin qif. So these are the isti'ala letters, kha, sad, dad, ghain, ta, qaf, and dha. All of the remaining letters that are not part of khussa daghtin qif. So you have all of the Arabic alphabet, take out khussa daghtin qif. Everything that remains is going to be light. It is going to be al-istifal. Now you may have the question that here lam and ra are not included within isti'ala, while we learned previously that lam and ra are sometimes heavy. So we learned that, for example, in the name of Allah, lam is going to be heavy. In the case of some cases with ra, like Rahman, Rahim, ra is going to be heavy. So you might have this question that why is lam and ra not mentioned in isti'ala? The answer to this is that the letter lam and ra itself is not heavy. It does not have the sifat of heaviness. It does not have the personality of heaviness. This is not something that it is always going to have. Instead, lam and ra only in certain conditions are going to be heavy. So therefore, they are not included within the heavy letters. The heavy letters are those letters that no matter what harakat you have on top, they are always going to be heavy. So this is isti'ala. Always these letters are going to be heavy. Meanwhile, lam and ra, sometimes they're not heavy. Most of the time they're light. Sometimes they're going to be heavy. Therefore, they're not a part of isti'ala. You are still going to consider them part of istifal. And that heaviness of the lam and ra is not considered a sifat. Why? Because it's only sometimes there. It's not going to be there all of the time. It is not inherently part of the letter lam or part of the letter ra. So just a side note, lam and ra, again, are not part of the heavy letters. They are going to be considered light, although in some cases you are going to be able to make it heavy due to the circumstance. So one more time, what are the isti'ala letters? The isti'ala letters are khussa, daghtin, qif. So these are the heavy letters. Remember this mnemonic if you can. And inshallah, as we go through the analysis, I do mention when a letter is heavy. So if you could put just a small H underneath for heavy, inshallah, this will help you remember to keep the back of the tongue raised and to make sure the sound does become heavy. So let's read these letters and see what do we mean by heaviness. So first we have the letter kha. Kha is very heavy. Now when we say it without heaviness, it's going to sound like kha. Kha is light. Kha is heavy. Back of the tongue is raised. So this is how we want it. We want that mouthful kind of sound. Sa. If we make sad light, it is going to sound like sa. So we don't want this to make a scene. It is not sa, it is sa. Sad is heavy. Dad, da, gha, ta, qa, dha. So in all of these, you can hear that it is very heavy. The mouth feels very full. The back of the tongue is raised. So this is what a heavy letter is. So inshallah, we're not going to go too into detail because we have covered this before. So inshallah, I hope that you all are familiar with the isti'ala or the heavy letters. Now, inshallah, we're going to move on to the last sifat with opposites. So there are four different categories. One had to do with breath or airflow. The second one has to do with sound flow. Now, the third one has to do with heaviness. Now, the last one, you could say, is also a part of the previous one. So what is the last one? The last one is al-itbaq, and the opposite is al-infitah. Okay, so these are the two. Itbaq is the opposite of infitah. So either it is going to have itbaq or the letter is going to have infitah. Now, what does this mean? Itbaq means extra heavy. So itbaq, if a letter has itbaq, this means that it's going to have the sifat of being extra heavy. Okay? Now, when it comes to the heavy letters, there is a ranking of heaviness. So amongst the heavy letters, some of them are actually going to be heavier than some others. And you can hear this when you hear the sounds. Kha and ba. Kha is not as heavy. Ba, meanwhile, feels very heavy. Gha and ba. Now you can hear gha is heavy. I'm not saying it's not heavy. It is heavy. It is not as heavy as the letter lod. So you're going to see that even within the heavy letters, some of them are heavier than others. Okay, so some of them are very heavy and some of them are not as heavy. And you can see this especially in the letter kha. It is one of the lightest heavy letters. So it is still heavy. We're not making it light. But it is not as heavy as some of the other letters. So we're not saying kha, we're not making it light. We're still making it heavy, kha. But you're going to notice kha and ba, ta. Now kha is not as heavy as ta. So here we see that there is a ranking of heaviness, that some of the heavy letters are a little bit more heavy than the other ones. So what this means is these letters have itlabaq. The letters that are extra heavy are going to have itlabaq. Now what are the itlabaq letters? There are only four of them, and all four of these are taken from the isti'ala or the heavy letters. So from khussa daghtun kiv, we're going to take away four heavy letters, and these are the heaviest letters in the Arabic alphabet. They have an extra heavy sound. They have itlabaq. What is itlabaq? Again, that extra heaviness, that from the heavy letters, they have more heaviness. And these four letters are sad, lad, ta, and dha. And you're going to notice that these four naturally sound heavier. So ta, dha is heavier than gha, kha. So you hear that ghain and kha are not as heavy as these four. So again, what are the four letters? Sad, dad, ta, and dha. So these are the itlabaq letters. Now what is the opposite of itlabaq? The opposite of itlabaq is al-infitah. Now what are the letters of infitah? Now remember, this is sifat with opposites. Meaning that anything that is not within itlabaq automatically has to be in the opposite. So if it is not extra heavy, then it is going to be al-infitah. It is not extra heavy. Okay, so itlabaq, extra heavy. If it is not part of this, automatically it's going into infitah, meaning that all the remaining letters that are not part of sad, dal, ta, and la are going to have infitah. So you might think that, you know, some of the isti'ala letters are infitah. So qaf, for example, kha, for example, these are also going to be in fitah, even though they are heavy. But here the sifat that we're referring to is extra heavy. So are these letters extra heavy or not? That is the question. If it is extra heavy and it's going to be sad, da, ta, and dha, then it has itlabaq. If it is not extra heavy, then it is going in fitah. And again, this is a majority of the Arabic alphabet. They are not extra heavy. Only these four letters are extra heavy. So inshallah, this was the conclusion of the sifat with opposites. So again, we have hams and jahr, have to do with sound. Have to do with airflow. Rikhawa, tawassut, shidda, have to do with sound flow. Isti'ala and istifal have to do with heaviness. Itlabaq and infita have to do with extra heaviness. So these are the sifat with opposites. Inshallah, in the next class, we're going to do sifat without opposites. And this is going to be the letters that either they have the sifat or they don't. These are the only two options. So there's no either or. There's not if it has this, then it has this. It either has it or it doesn't. And one example of this, for example, is qalqala. So qalqala is a sifat without opposite, meaning that either a letter has qalqala or it doesn't. There is no other thing in between. Either it has qalqala, and if it does not have qalqala, then that's it. There is no other opposite that it's going to have. So qalqala is something that inshallah we are familiar with. It is like that bouncing sound, part of Qutb Jadd. Inshallah, again, we will cover more of this in the next class. But for now, I just want wanted to introduce the sifats without opposites, and I wanted to just go over a little bit what this means. So in the next class, inshallah, we'll do more about the sifats without opposites, and then we'll go a little bit more in detail on those as well. Now let's go back to ayah number 33, inshallah, and do some analysis. So we're going to start from the ayah, وَلِكُلِّنْ جَعَلْنَا مَوَالِيَ مِمَّا تَرَكَ الْوَالِدَانِ وَالْأَقْرَبُونَ. So here, وَلِكُلِّنْ جَعَلْنَا, عَيْن is going to be from the throat, لَام is going to have توسط. So we're just going to rest on this for a little bit. We're going to have moderate sound flow. جَعَلْنَا مَوَالِيَ مِمَّا تَرَكَ, رَا is going to be heavy. تَرَكَ الْوَالِدَانِ, لام is going to have توسط, just rest on this لام. وَالْأَقْرَبُونَ, قَاف is going to be heavy. You can put a small H underneath if you want. قَاف is also going to have قَلْقَلَة, so we're just going to bounce on that. رَا is also going to be heavy, so you can put an H under that. This is a temporary heavy sound. رَا is not permanently heavy, but inshallah you can go ahead and put an H underneath just to remember. وَالَّذِينَ عَقَدَتْ, عَيْن is going to be from the throat. قَاف is heavy, دَال is light. And then تَا here is going to have همس, meaning that we're going to have a little bit of air flow on this letter. عَقَدَتْ. Make sure you do have some air flow, otherwise you can drop this letter and it will sound like عَقَدَتْ. So now you can't really hear that تَا. So make sure you have that a little bit of همس. عَقَدَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ. Mim is going to be توسط. فآتوهم, mim is going to be توسط. نصيبهم, صاد is going to be heavy. Mim is going to be توسط. إن الله, the name of Allah here is going to be heavy. كان على كل شيء شهيدا. شهيدا, we are ending here on a two count mad. الرجال, رأ here is going to be light. You can put an L underneath for light. قوامون, قاف is going to be heavy. على النساء, this is a four count mad. بِمَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ, the name of Allah is going to be heavy. بَعْضَهُمْ, عَيْن and ميم both have توسط. ضاد is going to be heavy. عَلَى بَعْض, عَيْن is going to have, it is going to be from the middle of the throat. بَعْض, عَيْن is going to have توسط. ضاد is heavy. وَبِمَا أَنْفَقُوا مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ, ميم is going to have توسط. فَالصَّالِحَات, صاد is going to be heavy. قانتات, قاف is going to be heavy. حافظات, الله is going to be heavy. للغيب, غين is heavy. بما حفظ, الله is going to be heavy. حفظ الله, the name of Allah here is heavy. واللاتي تخافون, خاء is going to be heavy. نشوزهن فعظوهن, الله is going to be heavy. وهجروهن, so here ha is very important. It is going to have همس. Make sure you give it a little bit of that air. We don't want to drop this letter. We don't want to say وهجروهن. وَهْجُرُهُنَّ. Now you can't hear this ha at all. Make sure you are giving it a little bit of air. وَهْجُرُهُنَّ. And again, this is going to come from the chest, so we don't want it from the throat and make it warm. So this is not that type of ha. This is the other ha. It is coming from the chest. It's more of a sigh. وَهْجُرُهُنَّ. Make sure you are giving it a little bit of that air. Ra is going to be heavy. Fil madajir, dad is going to be heavy. Wadribuhun, dad is heavy. Ra is light. Fa in ata'nakum, noon is going to have tawassut. Ayn is going to have tawassut. Fala tabghu, ba is going to have qalqala. Ghain is heavy. Alayhinna sabila, sabila, we end on a two count mad. Inna allaha, the name of Allah here is going to be heavy. Kana aliyan kabira, and then kabira, ra is going to be heavy. And then we end here on a two count mad. So inshallah, that is our lesson for today, ayah number 33 to ayah number 34, inshallah. And in the next class, again, we will just continue with these sifat without opposites. We'll cover which of these sifat, inshallah, that do not have opposites. And then we'll go do a little bit more review about this as well. So just an announcement before we end, there is not going to be any class next week, so on April 14th. So inshallah, we're going to be off for Eid. We do not have class that week, and then inshallah, we'll come back after that, inshallah. So I do wish that you all have a wonderful Eid, Eid Mubarak to everyone. May Allah accept all of our ibadah this Ramadan and make our last few days of this month, inshallah, very blessed. May He forgive all of our sins and accept everything that it is that we've done. May He forgive all of our families, every single Muslim. May He make easy for our Muslim brothers and sisters, and may He create ease for them. May He ease their suffering, and may He make this month blessed. blessed for all of us, inshallah, especially as we come towards these last few days. So inshallah, I will end here. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran, everyone. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Again, just one more time, there is not going to be class next week. So inshallah, please do take this time to enjoy with your families. And then inshallah, we will come back after that. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.